The wooden crosses at the Campo Santo were buried in dust as thick as the adobe on our church. I shivered in the cool breeze as the sun came up over the horizon. It was hard to believe we were leaving New Mexico in an hour.
"There he is,"
my little brother Ernesto whispered, pointing to a tall cross. My older brother Alberto took Abuela Rufina's hand and placed it in the crook of his arm as we walked across the road. Mama and my sister Felicita followed behind us. Our family names were carved into many of the wooden crosses in the Campo Santo. Mama's Maldonado family was buried close to the road. Papa's Cárdenas and Sandoval families were by the far gate. When we got to the grave with a cross for my abuelo, Alberto and Felicita helped Abuela and Mama kneel. Alberto removed his fedora, like he was in church, and the rest of us bowed our heads.
"Adios, Andres. Ya me voy a Wyoming,"
Abuela whispered.
"Hasta el cielo, Andres. Hasta el cielo."
I didn't like thinking of it, but she was right. The next time she'd see our abuelo, Andres, would be in heaven. Abuela grasped the cross and kissed it, then blessed the grave like the padre blessed the people at Mass every Sunday. Alberto helped Abuela to her feet, gathering her and Mama to his shoulders as they wept. They looked like the winged angels on the tombstones of the new graves. Then we walked over to the plot where our Sandoval and Cárdenas family were buried. We bowed our heads before the graves of Abuelo Juan and my great-grandfather, José del Carmel Cárdenas, who fought in the Civil War. I didn't know when we would see their resting places again. If I could have collected all our tears as we stood there, the drought that gripped our village would have been over.